Today's hit music is on C90.
What?
In case you missed it, or you just want to laugh again.
Sure. No, you don't.
Oh, me. Yes, I do.
Here's this morning's phone jibba.
Just your attitude alone will keep you from getting a job with us.
With Morton in the Morning.
Today's hit music is on Z90. Morton in the Morning. Jibba, are you ready for another phone jibba?
Oh, man, when it's your wedding day and you register all your stuff to buy, right? Like, my wife got all this copper stuff.
Yeah, okay.
And it's like, you could not touch the copper. Like, it's special. You don't mess with the bridal registry. It is what it is. I had no say in it, and it was set in concrete.
It just happens.
No changes will be made. So we're going to call Cammie. She's getting married real soon, and we're going to tell her where the bridal boutique, where she registered. In the department store?
Yeah.
And we've made a bunch of changes on her list because the stuff she picked out wasn't that good.
Oh, my God.
It's our prank call of the phone jibba.
Hello?
Hi, yeah, I'm calling for Cammie Ronson.
This is her.
Yeah, hi, my name is Stan Ladowski. I'm with Bridal Boutique.
Hi. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you for asking. The reason I'm calling you today, I see that you registered with us here at the store for your wedding. First of all, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, well, one of the things I want to do is go over the updates on your bridal registry. So did I catch you at a good time?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
I have a few minutes.
It'll just take a minute, yeah. One of the things we want to go over is some of the selections you made. And as I went through your list, I just kind of made some selections that would be design updates that would kind of create a more curated, cohesive look for especially the kitchen.
Wait, what do you mean? So you picked different items for me? I'm not understanding that.
So it's, yeah, basically, can we just go through some of the items and I can let you know about the updates?
Oh, okay.
So one of them is I noticed that you're getting a KitchenAid mixer, an LG toaster, and a Vitamix blender. That's what I have on my list. Okay.
Yeah.
So let me ask, are you going to leave all of those sitting out on the counter or do you store those items?
Oh, I'm going to leave them on the counter.
Okay. Picture this with me. I'm showing you got a yellow mixer, a teal vintage looking LG toaster, and that black Vitamix. Those three together. What I was able to do is we have a Vitamix that's stainless steel and get a stainless steel toaster. And then a powder blue mixer. And I don't know the color scheme of your kitchen, but those three together are going to make your counter look a lot cleaner.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
So you're suggesting that I change it out for those colors? You can't just go make changes.
What I'm saying is that it would make your countertop look a lot cleaner.
No. If you don't mind, I really fell in love with those items and those colors, mm-hmm. so I appreciate everything you're trying to do.
Right.
But I really want to stick with what I picked.
Hear me out on a couple of the other things. And then you can make up your mind whether you want to go along with the updates
or not.
Honestly,
I appreciate everything you're trying to do to help me.
Okay.
But I really went through and put a lot of thought into this and picked everything.
Well, yes and no. I've been doing this for a long time. If you would just kind of, if you could picture what I'm telling you, would you be willing to at least consider it for a second?
Yeah, I'm trying to picture it, but I really like the things that I picked.
Okay. I'll just tell you this. One thing you have to change is you can't have bold colored furniture. Trust me, everybody wants to do it. It's not going to look good in your house. Okay.
And, who are you to tell me what's going to look good?
No,
in my
house? I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend you. I'm just saying if you really close your eyes and picture it, I know you see it a certain way. That's not how it ends up looking.
I think it's going to look just fine.
So you're saying you don't want to go with the updates or any of the changes? You're not interested?
No, not interested.
So you want me to go back and change it all back?
What do you mean go back and change it all back?
You want me to go back? Back and get rid of all those updates I made.
That entire curated look. What changes did you make to my
I went in and made all those changes on your registry.
You didn't even ask me to do that. You just went ahead and did that.
Right. And you should be
appreciative for that.
Okay, I know, but I've been doing this a long time. I know what looks good. I'm the professional.
I know what looks good in my own house, though.
Well, but honestly, if you look at this list, you really don't. And not to be rude, but you really... What do you do for a living? Because this, honestly, it's not interior design. I know that already. I'm trying to help you. I don't have to live in that house.
Excuse me? Who are you to tell me what was going to look good in my house?
I do for a living.
I need to speak to your boss right now.
All right.
Yes, hello, this is the boss.
I was just talking to one of your representatives, and apparently he decided to go ahead and change my whole registry without my permission, change my whole color scheme. He's telling me that my house isn't going to look good the way that it was put together. Mm-hmm.
Well, I got to be honest with you. I went through, and that stuff looks pretty, pretty awful. I mean, I got to tell you.
I want to talk to your manager right now. This is you. You're just pretending to be a manager, and I need to speak to somebody in charge. I cannot believe this.
All right, hold on.
Oh, my God.
Hello?
That guy. You just keep changing your voice. I want to talk to your supervisor. This
Cammy. It's not real. It's a prank call. It's the phone jibba.
I cannot believe. Are you serious?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes. Your husband told us that you picked out all this stuff and you were showing him how much you love it and we could call and message you. So.
I did not even need this right now. I'm planning a wedding and it's already stressful enough. Oh, he is so dead. Oh, my God. I'm going to kill him.
You've just been a phone jibba. It's Morning in the Morning. Phone jibba. Jibba. Today's hit music is on Z90.
It's the phone jibba.
06-735-20.
Wait a minute.
That's a little too long.
Weekday mornings on the
50s. See, man, why are you going to do me like that?
Morton in the Morning. And today's hit music is on Z90.